Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, I've got some what I know is good news for you, but what I don't think is good news for everybody else, and that is that you're moving on to a new job.
I am. Absolutely, yeah. Starting August 31st, I'm going to be the editor of the Norman Transcript in Norman, Oklahoma. It's within the same company that I work for now. And it's a promotion, a move forward, and so it's really exciting for me. It's something I'm definitely looking forward to. But that being said, you know, I went to school here. The only paper I've ever worked for has been the Banner. All my family's here, so there's definitely going to be some great people and some great times that I'm going to miss.
Well, I knew you when you were just a little toe-headed type who first came here.
That's right.
So we have watched your career with great interest, and it's remarkable. I'm not going to ask how old you are, Caleb, but you're not very darned old.
To
go from the editor of the East Texan to the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and now to Norman, Oklahoma. In the short time, I don't have to tell you, that's pretty darn good.
Well, I really appreciate that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is. Well, we will miss you, but we know that great history of the Herald Banner and the Journal and the Ship of State will sail on.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you see as the future of the two papers?
Well, you know, I think that like a lot of community papers, the Journal and the Banner have a strength in that they're the only publications in the area that can really produce the news that people in the community, what's happening in the community, the news that people care about. And so, we're currently and have been going through the transition where we're switching more to a digital audience, and that's where a lot of people would rather read their news. And so, the future is just finding the most efficient, effective way to communicate to those people on digital platforms, while not ignoring people like myself and yourself who like to pick up a paper in the morning and read it. So I think the future for both papers is really bright, and I'm sure they're going to get a great editor in there who can kind of move those things forward.
We're talking with the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard, at least for a couple of more weeks.
That's right.
Well, the news, of course, continues, and I see that the Greenville City Council again divided over the construction of a new event center.
Shocking, isn't that?
And or YMCA building.
Yeah, I think that it would be surprising if the city council wasn't divided over the event center or YMCA. So the latest in this saga is that leadership, the YMCA board actually said, went to the council and I don't know exactly how, it happened, but basically they communicated to them, why don't we ask the voters if they want to rescind this bond? Let's put it on November ballot, and then if the voters vote against it, they can rescind the bond, and we can go about funding our new facility our way, and you guys can kind of move forward. And then, true to form, the council will split 3-3 on that as to whether to put up a vote in November to rescind the bond. So we're still, kind of up in the air as far as what we're going to do. So the bond expires in like 8 years, so we may just play, ping pong back and forth until that happens. But I think the YMCA leadership is ready to move on. They realize that if this were going to happen, it would have happened before. It still technically could happen, but I don't see that happening.
Why is that such a divisive issue?
Well, it's because you have really passionate people on both sides, and you have some really practical people on both sides. The YMCA is obviously a big draw for the community. It's a significant thing for Greenville to have one. A lot of small communities like Greenville don't have one.
That's right.
And so keeping it is kind of a mark of pride, and it's meant so much to so many people in Greenville over the years. On the other side, it's going to be an expensive public project to resurrect if we go that direction. So there's a lot of practical people on the other side saying, this is a private entity. We don't really want to increase our tax rate by 7 cents to pay for this thing. So, there's passionate and practical and intelligent people on both sides. So that's, I think, why it's so divisive.
Yeah. In the moment or two we have left, there's a really interesting story about the new Petco in Greenville. Tell me about that.
Well, Petco recently came to the Crossroads Mall, or the Greenville Promenade, I guess, as we should start calling it. I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. So there's a really cool thing happening between Petco and the Greenville Animal Shelter and a couple local veterinary clinics, the Greenville Animal Hospital and a Turtle Creek there in Greenville, where Petco is partnering with the shelter to provide veterinary care through those two clinics to cats and kittens. And then once those cats and kittens are good to go, once they're healthy and ready to be adopted, they are then placed in Petco so that people can come by and adopt them there. And why this is really good is, A, it provides funding for veterinary care for the animals in Greenville at the shelter who wouldn't otherwise get it. And it also gives people in Greenville more opportunities to see these cats and kittens and more chances to stop by and adopt them, because Petco's open on the weekends until 9 o'clock at night, and the animal shelter closes 4:30, and they're just open Monday through Friday. So really great opportunity to get local cats and kittens adopted by local people.
Caleb, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, and good luck in Norman, Oklahoma.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure the whole time.
You bet. Absolutely. Caleb Slinkard, editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.